Derivo is a data analytics company that offers a wide range of capabilities that can help businesses to derive valuable insights into their data, including data management, data visualization, predictive analytics, business intelligence, data science, data security, and cloud computing. These capabilities can help businesses extract insights from their data, make informed decisions, and stay ahead of the competition. By leveraging advanced technologies and expertise, Derivo can help to unlock the full potential of their data and gain a competitive edge in their industry. Derivo is a partner of the best data analytics technologies: Power BI, ClickSense, Tableau, Snowflake, Databricks, Synapse, Azure Machine Learning, etc. Staff your data analytics backlog in a nearshore schema with a certified team of consultants. Derivo, release the power of data.
Hello, I'm Dr. Beverly Wright, and welcome to TAG Data Talk. With us today, we have Jorge Figueroa, and we're talking about the evolution of data science, about enhancing productivity, not replacing you. Thanks for being here on TAG Data Talk, Jorge.
Oh, thank you, Beverly. Very excited to talk about this and how this evolution is a tool, not a danger, not a hazard. Yeah.
Love it, love it. So let's start off with a little background. Tell us, why are you so cool?
Well, I am a systems engineer. I graduated many years ago, 1996. From there, I moved to the US and we started applying data science. In fact, back then it was just called artificial intelligence. That's it. And we were working on fraud detection, catching fraud with these new tools that back then were really strange for most of the systems engineers, right? I have been a teacher for artificial intelligence in the university here in Mexico. I am a member of Mensa, and I am the director of data science at Derivo. We are a company that works data from A to Z.
That's awesome. And thank you. By the way, you guys are sponsoring TAG Data Talk, so it's great to have you on here for a program that you're sponsoring that has been such a pivotal part of Technology Association of Georgia. So we're talking about how data science is really evolving, and especially AI and what artificial intelligence is doing. So tell us about this sort of, you know, if you want to call it an AI monopoly, like, what is it? What does that mean? What is this? What's happening?
Yeah, let me start with the meeting that gave me the idea of to talk about this, right? About a month and a half ago, I had a meeting with some friends, and they were talking about how their jobs were being replaced, or not replaced, but changed because of the AI tools that we have at hand right now. They were talking about text to art, text to images, text to video, AI tools that are out there right now. And they felt scared about it. When I mentioned them that this is not a danger, this is not a hazard, that they can either join or reject this evolution. And I explained to them how we can use these tools from Microsoft, let's say, and how this will enhance the way they work, make things better, faster, and so on. They said that this is a monopoly. And what they were thinking is that the work of a regular developer, the regular data scientist, is in danger too. What I told them is, no, this is not an evolution that will get rid of all of our work, all of our jobs, but it's a way to get better tools, to integrate faster, to do things better. We don't have the billions of dollars that these companies are putting into development, that putting into research, but we have all the outcome of all those investments at our hands, and we can use it as a tool. So instead of seeing it as a monopoly, I see it more like an opportunity.
Okay. So it sounds like the juices started really flowing from this kind of fear of we're doomed. You know, we're all going to lose our jobs. Like, nobody's going to have a place because AI is going to sort of take over all of our responsibilities. And the more you thought about it, the more you observe, the more you, you know, kind of project forward, you're saying, Is it truly a danger, or is it really just a tool for us to use? And you're sort of in the, it's a tool, like people need tools, and this is a new tool that's going to make things faster, better, stronger. Did I say that back right, or do you want to add anything?
Yeah, just want to add that think of it as an opportunity for you to take in your hands a tool that needed billions of dollars of research and investment.
Mm-hmm.
There are a few companies that can invest that amount into new tools. So it's at your hand. It's not a monopoly. It's an opportunity.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Got it. Okay. So how do we, what do you see as, maybe you can give us an example. What do you see as some of the best examples you can think of how this could serve as improving the way that we're doing data science as opposed to kind of replacing it? Do you have an example you can share?
Sure. We use Azure a lot back 5-6 years ago. If we wanted to create from scratch a new model for a company, for a customer, it could easily take 6 months, 1 year of development. And now by using these integration tools from development to production, it could easily take 1 month, 2 months for us to deploy a full model using tools as ChatGPT. Things that before we didn't integrate are there now for us to use. So it's better because it's using a lot of tools that we didn't have a hand before. It's faster. We know that it's stable. You don't need huge investments in infrastructure. You can just go ahead and also use the infrastructure of Azure to deploy a model. So things are better, faster, easier, cheaper. Yes.
How do you, because you know, you're a pretty big deal. Like you're a leader in analytics and data science, and people look up to you, you know, to lead the ship and direct the activities, but the fear is real. So what advice, like how would you help other leaders better equip or comfort or I don't know, get the right messaging? What do you suggest for leaders on trying to get teams to understand this notion of AI as a tool as opposed to a takeover?
Yeah, we were talking with Ned about democratizing data, right? And now we can also talk about democratizing AI. It's not only the data scientist that is able now to use these tools. So what I will tell other leaders is get into it. Look for it. I will take as an example of this evolution, reporting. Back in the days of reporting, there were a lot of IT teams dedicated only for generating reports, right? They were very good at taking data from databases and putting out these reports that would easily take 2 or 3 days for them to build. Now, when BI tools were out there for all the IT guys to use them, some of the reporting guys saw it as a danger, as a hazard. Now, some evolved, some saw it as an opportunity and took those tools. They saw the opportunity of having insights easier to reach, easier to acquire from a BI tool, instead of having to create custom reports every time something changed, every time a question changed, right? Same thing is happening with AI right now. We have to learn how to use these new tools. We have to learn how to take advantage of the easy integration, the easy evaluation that we can get throughout these AI platforms that are out there. I'm talking about just one, but there are many, right? AWS and so on. But the thing is, you have it at hand. You don't need a data scientist right now to just get a projection. Of course, data science is very important because you need to do data cleansing, selecting the features and so on. However, for basic models, for basic data treatment to get insights, these tools make it very fast. Just give AI a chance, I would say.
Value. Give AI a chance. Okay.
Yeah, value's there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, value's there for your company. As I used to say to every customer, If you have a small advantage over your competition, that could create a huge difference in the future for you, right? Those companies that are switching to using these new AI tools are getting that advantage. If you don't give AI a chance, you're staying behind. You are not evolving, right?
Love it. So can you, you know, thinking about that and extending it to like an individual, can you think about a persona? So what does someone look like who is doing it all wrong? Like that's really failing at understanding that this is a tool and a way to make things better. And then what does it mean to win? Like, how do you, give me kind of like a, you know, sure. Alex and Andy, like two people that are winning and losing at this, at being able to embrace AI in the right way.
Yeah, Alex is the developer that loves to create models in Python or R, that knows all the libraries and loves to code, right? He spends a lot of time coding. He loves to deploy systems in in-house architectures, right? On-site architectures. And when he sees these new opportunities in these new platforms, he thinks that he's in danger, that a company is there that is developing the same things he's doing. And he tries to develop faster, to keep their models private so nobody sees what he's doing. And he's not evolving, right? Now, Andy is the data scientist that looks for values for companies. What Andy really wants to deliver is value to the customer, value to the inside a company, value to the decision takers, right? Wants to give insights when a strategy is being planned. So when he sees that there's these new tools, there's this new platform there that will make it faster, better, with proven tools that will allow him to create an experiment to give results to the people taking these decisions in just a couple of hours, perhaps, or change what he was doing in perhaps, again, a couple of hours, he moves. He forgets about having to code everything. He takes advantage of this, delivers value faster, better, with proven tools. And he is even able to create these tools for these decision takers in a fast way, so they can just ask questions in human written text and get the results fast, right? These are two examples.
So interesting. I'm not sure if you're familiar with it, but there's something in the academic literature called technology adoption model, TAM, and technology adoption is what I thought you might say. But interestingly, you talked about like the elongated vision of value. Like Alex, the first guy that was kind of failing at it, he's interested in coding. That's what he likes. I like coding too. I mean, if you're hacky, it's a really fun thing to do. You know, like I can do this and this. And then he tried to compete with AI by just trying to do it faster. Like you can never compete. The things that you would have to do, especially if you're talking about text-based data or anything that's unstructured, the speed that you could instill with old methods is just never going to be even close to what AI and technology can do. So that's why that's a failure. He wasn't really thinking about the value at the end of the day and what's the right way and the faster way and the more effective way to get that value. He was thinking about wanting to code. Whereas Alex, on the other hand, is like, okay, that's my end game. That's my North Star, is how do I get the most value? And this is the way to do it. So it's like you were thinking about the end position and how do I get to it, as opposed to here's all the things I want to do to get to it. So I think maybe you're, tell me if I'm reading this wrong, but it sounds like Alex is sort of stepping start to finish and Andy is thinking about the end and what you want at the end and how to get there. So it's a difference in direction of how their perspective sees the problem. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes perfect sense.
I love it. That's fantastic. I've never thought about it that way. So lastly, tell me one piece of advice, because a lot of people are really nervous about AI and they've done data science, you know, a certain way and it's been effective. But what advice would you give to somebody who's trying to really evolve, like not become a dinosaur in regression, but they're trying to really evolve themselves into the world of AI.
I would say that this evolution is not going to stop. We are evolving. Things are evolving. The whole world will be changed. And I really think that's going to happen soon, right? So these tools are available for you, for companies, for individuals to use and to learn. As never before, if you think about it, 10 years ago, data science was like cryptography for most of the people, right? Right now, no. Right now is there for you to take it, to take advantage of it. Give it an opportunity. Give yourself an opportunity to get deeper knowledge about how to produce faster, better results. Use these billions of dollars of investment for you, for your company, to have an opportunity to get better, faster insights on your data, better strategies based on the context, on the data. And once again, give yourself a chance to AI. Yeah.
I love it. This is, Jorge, this is fantastic. Thank you so much for all your thoughts on this. So we really appreciate you, Jorge Figueroa.
That's correct.
From Derivo, for talking to us about this very important topic that has a lot of people really up at night and thinking carefully, which is the evolution of data science for enhancing productivity, not replacing you.
Thank you, Beverly.